So what we are considering in this space, and what I have been led come to see, is that the suppression of political speech is not happenstance or just, you know, some little extra tactic that they tack on in their little toolbox of tactics to keep us under control. No, it is key, because it is what we think that determines what we allow ourselves to do and be. So controlling what we can think by controlling the words and the concepts we think in has always been key, ever since class began. And that's why you can find these tactics gift wrapped and handed to power from Plato 2,500 years ago. So that counter barrage of our words, our thoughts, our key messages is key, releases our freedom, releases our power. Our words, our voices, speaking them, not just matter, but our everything when it comes to our getting free. I don't think we've, again, and this is gets back to what I just said about what I have experienced since writing Waking Up, is that these hidden folk have had to show themselves in order to attempt intimidation and other things. In my shoes, from my vantage, folks would see, if you were in them, seeing from my vantage, you would see. They have been busy. And that the news, so-called, we are given, is created, is presented, is vetted. And I've said this before, but to a degree that most of us would not believe on its face. The degree to which they simply off the people that they find inconvenient, none of us could have ever imagined until you are walking in these shoes. And we are going to read some quotes from Karl Popper that explain why that's the case, that they must seem to be a superior race. And what they cannot do, what they cannot demonstrate superiority in, they just eliminate the competition. I remember seeing a documentary after Bruce Lee died, in which an actor friend, I think it was James Coburn, if I'm not mistaken, said that when he saw the body of Bruce Lee at the funeral, it didn't look like him. Well, brothers and sisters, when I look at myself in the mirror after a nighttime of being subjected to this EMF barrage, bombardment, it don't even look like me anymore. The swollenness in my lower cheek, the jawline. So I have to think, I have to be suspicious when somebody who is otherworld, supreme in what he does, that is no way anybody could see that he is not, that he, no way that no one could not see his quote unquote superiority. Someone like that is an inconvenient person for power. I don't want a world where the reality we are given is invented, is created. I want a world in which our children apply their magnificent gifts to what is authentic. I don't think that we have wrapped our minds around the fact, and I'm talking all of us globally, that the control these These new power guys, new meaning the last 2.5 centuries, these self-made power guys, that the control they want of us is total. Yet that is clearly what the facts show, clearly what the evidence tends. They want to define us, design us from the thoughts we think on up, to see them as supreme beings. Recall how Hirschman termed them administrators, and Marx notes this new breed leads from behind a desk. Very literate, these group, this bunch, but never doubt for a minute that they still harbor hopes for the throne. We are being turned into passive, quiescent, unresisting fuel for a totalitarian machine. Every one of us needs to be thinking furiously about how to turn that around. That's what the earth needs. That's what we need. That's what all life needs. For us to turn that around.